This is Gary.
This is Cole.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Basilisk.
Classic.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I always love when you get those, when you get the kind of real life mythical monsters in here, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And this illustration helps a lot too. Like, it's kind of a boring monster, but this illustration is very tasteful.
Yeah.
It's the guy who I like.
It's super tasteful. I love this this little furry lizard guy with his just adorable underbite and his tiny little goatee. Like, I just want to walk up to him, put a blindfold on him, and then just ruffle his goatee a little bit. Like, hey, little guy, what's going on?
I think I would do the same, except I would domesticate him as a son and gouge out his eyes.
Okay.
So I feel like the blindfold is not quite enough for my safety. And then I could also sell his eyes to an alchemist probably. Mm-hmm. But having a little eyeless basilisk that has a little goatee, I mean, I guess that would be like declawing a cat, which you don't want to do. But yeah. There are activists in you know, Faerun who are just saying like, hey, don't DI your basilisk, because, you know, it seems harmless to us. They don't petrify the furniture, but it actually, you know, you think you're just taking off the tip of the eye and you're actually taking off the entire fucking thing.
Like,
it's
this
down to the eye knuckle.
This has to be like a campaign hook that's already been used. And it's definitely something from the Yellow King or the King in Yellow. But just a sculptor who domesticates a basilisk in order to make life sculptures and mm-hmm. nobody being able to figure out exactly what he does. And it turns out that he's like a necromancer or something too.
There might even be something like that in Baldur's Gate. Mm. Like, you definitely come across a basilisk garden. Mm. And it might be there's a sculpture there too, a sculptor there too. I can't quite remember.
Yeah.
I love how this it's actually a really shitty monster design though, from a fighting it standpoint, because it's all like, you know, you bring in a mirror and then just increasingly or decreasing chances of him actually catching his reflection in the mirror.
Right. All the way up to the Dracolisk, which, like, because of the nicotine. Because of the nicotine patch, it has a 10% chance of being affected by its own gaze, which is a little bit like playground bullshit. Like, nuh-uh, I have my force field.
Exactly,
up.
I missed. Yeah. The Dracolisk is the result of a black dragon fucking greater basilisk,
which, you know, I love the idea. So that's the the high schooler standard kind of race to play, right? Like, I'm a half elf and nobody understands me. I don't fit anywhere. Or the half orc. Nobody understands Grog. Me no fit anywhere.
Are you saying that the black dragon did that because he felt out of place, or you're saying that dragons are the most intelligent creatures in D&D?
Oh, definitely. No, like, what I'm saying is that why they're cranky? Just because they're cranky? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, possibly. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a place, which is now sad. And now I like Dracolisk. But the black dragon, like, has all the intelligence of the world. Like, it would just be like if there was a creature in the monster manual that was like, what if Cole fucked a dog? Like, that's literally what this is.
Bite your tongue. Well, no, just like,
when Cole fucks a dog. Fine, I'll make it your way.
Or I'm just like, you know, how prodigious is the black dragon's production?
Sperm?
Yeah. You know, like, or how prodigious are his emissions? Because one errant shot and all of a sudden you're paying child support. You're paying Dracula support.
Do you think the greater basilisk just happened to be presenting in a way like this is like a
I'm just saying I'm not putting it above or below a greater basilisk to just kind of slip.
Yeah, and I've also heard that if a greater basilisk wants to really trap a man, then she'll poke holes in her diaphragm and then gather some sample.
Happens every day. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.